The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Girl, look, let me tell you something. I'm having dreams, bad dreams. Girl, this damn Jada Pinkett Smith, if she don't go sit her tail down somewhere.
Girl, I mean, I didn't hear everything from they saying that she really didn't want to marry Will. She just married him because Tupac died. Girl, I didn't hear it all. Talk about Will was like it was just an option. It was a second option because Tupac was gone. Girl, I didn't hear it at all.
Baby, but apparently,
I don't get it. I don't know.
What got me was she got this red table talk, and we thought we had heard all of her business.
Yes.
Where she's telling us everything, and she's talking about this is transparency, and we just put it all out here, and she's encouraging everybody to tell their business to their family and each other. And then this heifer comes out and tells us that her and Will been separated for 6-7 years. This ain't come up on the red table talk when she had this man crying in front of the whole damn United States of America, Craig.
You know, just cray cray. I'm going to go back and say, it's all about the clicks, the likes. They will do anything to stay relevant these days. That was long gone. We didn't win the Chris Rock concerts, and he didn't slam the tails. He didn't talk about, you know, and that's what, because I've seen Chris Rock, and I was.
Yeah, you went to see him. I remember.
And he stated after that, he said that she is what we call a narcissist. She said she was not a very nice person, and people knew when Jada came, it was some nonsense. Because she will jumping through hoops, you know, would do all kind of crazy stuff. And it was kind of like, there go Jada. You know, they dealt, you know, they like Will, but Jada was a trip. So now Tupac, her soulmate. Tupac, you know, and it's like now me and we've been separated since 2016. I didn't know why. She was on there with Savannah, with a Hoda Kotb. I didn't even watch it yet. But then she was talking about, she didn't know what was going on. Heifer, you knew.
So Tina, I believe that she's doing that to stay relevant. I believe she thinks that this is a good plan. I don't know who her marketing strategist is, but they asses need to be fired. Yep. But this is the thing that I wonder. I wonder if Will is saying, okay, I just can't imagine that he would let this woman, his wife, because they still married, embarrass him on national TV, get to crying because she done messed around with her son's friend and had sex with this boy and turned him out. Now he gay. He saying he gay.
Oh, now he gay. Before, you know, he was over there writing songs.
Yeah, now he's gay. Now he's gay. She done turned him out.
Them kids is weird as hell. What's going on with that little boy teeth? Jaden, he had wooden teeth.
Girl, it was something going on. Polo Willow, I feel so sorry for her. I feel like Willow might be the only person in the family with a little sense. But Will was not like this. What is going on? Can I say something out loud without being canceled?
I almost feel like I know what you're finna say. Say it out loud.
This heifer is the devil.
I was thinking Illuminati all the way.
Is the devil. She got to be the devil, because I can't understand why somebody as lovable and likable as Will Smith, who has millions of fans who've been rocking with him since his days as the Fresh Prince, would let this woman sit up and embarrass him like that, have him crying on TV, sleep with their son's friends And then say we ain't never gonna get divorced. We in it for life. We life partners. We married. Yeah. They ain't got no minor children. They children are grown. Why haven't they moved on? He is obviously not happy. Girl,
she possessed him. You know she was into those graphic novels and writing all those comics. You know she was into that like anime stuff. Like you know she was into that. I don't know what
she it got to be possessed by the devil. That woman is evil. I don't like calling people evil, but yeah. What she has done to this man, he done jumped up there and slapped Chris. Girl, you seen Get Out?
That's what I kept on thinking. She didn't put, and I just watched Get Out yesterday. And we know she had that little teacup and she just, girl, she did something and Will got a boop.
Boop.
We need to go and save Will.
Somebody. Yo, we thought Bob and Whitney was bad. Will and Jada making Bob and Whitney look like Denzel and his wife. Girl, this and Sam Jackson and his wife. We thought Bobby and Whitney was the crazy couple, but they ain't got shit on Will and Jada. Will and Jada just they doing too much. I said, you know what,
girl, what are they worshiping or what are they? Because you know, you don't never hear about their spirituality. And I'm gonna tell you, if you go back to, you remember a long time ago, they had a show called Hollywood Wives. It was like Will's first baby mama was on there.
Yeah.
And you know, she seemed like a really sweet person. Had a baby from Will, and you know, they had this you know co-parent thing going on, and the son is always there, Trey or whatever. But you know what? She always said, you know what? You know, she for her son, she wanted her son to be around his father. But you know what? She was kind of like, I'm gonna do what I got to do for my son. But I could always wonder. I think she was the same one. He should have married her.
Yeah. And girl, remember who he had a crush on before he started messing with Jada was Pepper from Salt and Pepper. He loved Pepper, girl.
Oh,
Pepper,
really? I was gonna say Nia Long.
Girl, he loved him some Pepper, girl.
Okay.
Love Pepper. People talk about that all the time, girl. She chose Trish over Will Smith. What the hell?
And he choked her ass. You see, Trish.
Girl, he choked her like he fighting.
But I'm telling you, we always say that. Look, Whitney Houston, Randall Cunningham, big football player, loved her. They were supposed to be the couple to be together. She picked Bobby Brown. You know, Jada, Will had Pepper. I don't know. She, you know, from New York, so we don't know where
right,
that was.
But
Jada from Baltimore.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Here comes the sun. We all know that solar power can be a big part of the solution for our energy needs. Solar power is clean, renewable, and best of all, that sunshine is cheap and plentiful. Sure, it sounds great to have solar energy added to the mix, but how are you going to do that? The answer is easier than you think. The answer is community solar. Community solar lets you join a solar farm that produces energy on your behalf. Electricity is produced by your solar farm and goes out to your local power grid. That allows you as a community solar member to remain with Xcel as your utility and earn solar credits, reducing your normal bill. You save big on electricity while you save the environment. And you can do your part to support clean energy without installing solar panels on your roof. That's right. There's no home visits, no equipment, new equipment, construction, or maintenance. You don't even need to own your home to be a member of a solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. Right now, if you go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when you successfully enroll and are placed on a farm. Check it out. You can sign up for your membership in 3 minutes flat. Shaletta listeners, get going with Community Solar and get that $100 Visa gift card. Once again, your first step is to go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta.
Remember how excited those kids were when they got their new gaming consoles? Kind of like how excited I was when I got that new desktop computer. But now, those electronics are old, just gathering dust and taking up space. But I know I don't want it to be taking up space in a landfill. Old electronics commonly contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, and that can contaminate the environment. Did you know that Ramsey County now offers electronic waste disposal through a partnership with Repowered in St. Paul? Dated electronics can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And even better, it's free for Ramsey County residents. So collect up all your unwanted phones, TVs, VCRs, keyboards, printers, and other electronics that you have stuffed in your closet, basement, or garage. They can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And don't worry, all the data will be physically destroyed or electronically wiped. To find out more about this new electronics recycling service, go to ramseycounty.us/electronics. That's ramseycounty.us/electronics. Remember, recycling is for everyone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
You, like, you know, mama was a crackhead. You know, wasn't her mama a drug addict for many years? Now her mama come out like she's just the purest thing.
Girl, it's just, I remember how she was talking about her grandmother taught her how to masturbate and she got addicted. And it's just a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you hear all these stories and don't think, yeah, you know what? This probably ain't the family for me. I don't know.
And sometimes, like, you know, like I always say, Michael B. Jordan, when he ran away from Steve Harvey and the Harveys, he probably did himself some justice. Because you know what? I think he saw something, or his mama, because you always need your mama, say mm-hmm. something, said, mm-mm. Them people they not right. It's almost like they trying to put you in a trance and be a part of this little cult that they got going on. And I always said, any parent, and I think everybody raised their parents, their children the way they want to, but Will and Jada, the way that, you know, Jaden and Willow kind of was raised, it was in this weird society. Kids can come and sleep in their beds, boys and girls, and they did all this stuff walking around. You heard that Will and Jada had an open marriage and this. We've heard so much stuff about the nonsense that can go on in their house.
Yeah.
And then she didn't have this table talk asking everybody else to tell their business. She over here telling her business. And then you have to wonder, okay, why now? Mm. Ain't nobody buying your book?
Mm. And wait, they done both wrote a book. Mm-hmm. You know, and what upsets me is, you know, we done bought into the lie. Yeah. Y'all had us buying into the lie. They y'all had mean. Us going to y'all movies, buying y'all stuff, supporting y'all shows. Buying tickets,
boycotting the Oscars. They didn't did everything they could possibly do.
Girl, we done roll with them for I don't know how long. We've been rocking with Fresh Prince since he was, mm-hmm. you know, on stage opening act for Houdini. So we've been rocking with them a long time, and I don't know. I feel a little betrayed. That they've been
you don't put your trust in no man, and I, you know what, and you know, we go back to our biblical saying, you know what, we don't put nobody before God and we don't trust no man. So I don't put anything past anybody, but I am just in awe of the stuff that people will do.
Yeah, this is a little extra, and I don't know if they felt like they had to do extra to get the attention, because you know there's a lot of stuff vying for people's attention right now these days. Yes. And so maybe they felt like they had to do a lot extra to get people's attention mm-hmm. away from the whole world. So I'm gonna just tell you, everybody's talking about it. Yeah. Her name has been trending for the past 3 or 4 days,
yeah,
on Twitter, on all the social media sites. But I don't know necessarily if it's translating into book sales. And if she does sell the books, what does she have to come back to? She done lied to us. She done told us that her and her husband was working it out. They separated. She done lied on this little boy, lied to this little boy. You know, if Will was sleeping with one of Willow's friends, girl, we'd be ready to put his ass up under the jailhouse. Mm-hmm. And Jada sitting up here sleeping with her son's friends, and we ready to just, like, you know, turn around and act like we ain't see it happening.
But you know what? When you open up your marriage, and I'm going to say this because they've said it several times, you open up, it's just like Pandora's box. You've opened up your marriage to whatever will happen. And I kind of feel like they, you know, I think the Red Table Talk was canceled. When it like done, and you know what? You got to stay relevant in this world. You know, they need money. They need them funds. They got millionaires or whatever, but they need the relevance. The money don't mean as much to them as the relevance of who they are. Mm-hmm. Jada ain't made a movie that, you know, maybe Girls Trip.
And how long ago was that?
That was like, you know, five, six years ago. And you know, they're gonna have a Girls Trip too or whatever, but you know, she ain't as relevant. And Will, it does have more popularity. And it goes back to who people looking at. They was looking at her at Red Table Talk. Now it's gone. So it's gone. So now, okay, well, Will, because Will probably got a movie finna come out. Will probably got a whole bunch of stuff finna happen.
Well, we are done. We have had a good time. Tina, I have had such a great time hanging out and talking with you today. I feel relieved and uplifted getting all this gossip off my chest.
All righty, me too. And we're going to pray for them.
Ooh, special needs prayer list right up there with the seniors right there in the nursing home. All right, love you, girl.
Love you too. Talk to you later.
See y'all next week.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. You know what my family and I are doing for MEA weekend? Child, we are going on vacation. And I mean a real vacation. We will not be crisscrossing the state or the country taking my son Andrew to tour college campuses. We found the right fit for him right here in the Twin Cities. It's Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. This two-year college will put him on a path to his four-year degree. With small class sizes, he'll build personal relationships. And I like the free laptops and books. At Doherty Family College, he even gets free bus fare and free breakfast and lunch. This means he won't have to take on debt to get his education. And just think, my son, a Tommy, and me, a Tommy Mommy. So for MEA weekend, save yourself some time and travel. Do what we did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu. and set up your own tour at Doherty Family College.
You're hearing about people who are coming down with a case of COVID-19, or maybe they're testing positive again. This fall, there are new variants circulating in our communities right now, so it's a good thing that there's a new shot to protect you from them. It's time to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. Look, call your doctor's office or healthcare provider and see if you can get the new COVID vaccine there. Chances are, you can get it for free. If you can't do that, call your local pharmacy and see if you can get it there. Chances are you can get it for free. Or you can go to this website to find a free shot near you. The web address is easy to remember. It's vaccines.gov. Here's how it's spelled. Vaccines, that's V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, then a period, then gov, spelled G-O-V. Vaccines.gov. There's a good chance you can boost your immunity for free. So don't risk getting sick from COVID-19. Protect yourself, your family, and our community. Being a teenager today is a real roller coaster ride. Up. And sometimes down even lower. An organization called Treehouse is giving Minnesota teens the support they need to build resiliency. Treehouse is a faith-based nonprofit that offers teens a safe space to share their troubles and learn healthy coping skills with peers and caring adults. Right now, Treehouse needs more volunteers. Do you have a passion to help teens? And would you like to share your wisdom with a middle or high school student who's feeling hopeless? Then sign up to volunteer with Treehouse groups meeting in Bloomington, Brooklyn Park, Plymouth, Minnetonka, and Eagan. Adult volunteers are needed as mentors, drivers, support group assistants, program assistants, and to help prepare hot meals. Lift up teens in our community and help them find hope and joy by volunteering with Treehouse. Learn more and sign up at treehousehope.org. Click on the Get Involved tab at the top of the page. That's treehousehope.org. The teens can't wait to meet you.
We are Treehouse!
We are Treehouse!
We are Treehouse!
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.